I was born on an island off the West Cork coast called Cape Clear Island, near which is near Fastnet Rock. Fastnet Rock is more famous than Cape Clear is because of the lighthouse and the Fastnet race and all of those things. So I was born there a long, long time ago. Went to primary school there. Irish was the language of the home. I went to Cork City to secondary school, which was 70 or 80 miles, physical miles away, but it was a world away otherwise. Became involved in maritime affairs really from my early 20s on. And that's been my life. I came up to Northern Ireland about 14 or 15 years ago, I think 2008, as a result of a tender for the Raglan Island ferry service that we won.
I actually grew up on the mainland, but it would have been like the mainland town for the island where Ciarán comes from. And my grandmother had come from that island, so we had a lot of communication with there. But we thought we were in a metropolis by comparison to that very backward island. But then when I got older, I suppose it got a bit more exciting. But I still thought, you know, when I had friends there and we were socialising as teenagers, I was saying I would never dream of, you know, going out with anybody from this backward place, and I definitely wouldn't live here. But things changed. So I ended up then marrying Ciarán and moving to Cape Clear. So I ended up living there after all. And it wasn't so backward, really.
Well, the transition to Raglan was not a big deal, really, because it was from one island to another, and I suppose the fact that I was island-born helped me to win it, because I understood the views and feelings of the residents on Raglan. Living in Ballycastle, I suppose initially I thought I was in a sort of an English jurisdiction village, but I remember one resident in Raglan telling me once, "Don't ever feel that you're English here. This is your country as well as residents here. It has a slightly different legal system and a slightly different taxation system. But apart from that, and the accent is slightly different. Apart from that, the country is the same."
I suppose the mainland living is a novelty for us. Well, it was. Now we're, I suppose, used to it. But in the beginning, yes, it was very exciting to think you could go to a clothes shop or wherever, hairdressers or things like that. But the novelty wore off after a while. One thing I think that was in our favour, you know, when we came, we didn't have any like baggage about Catholic or Protestant. That was something that never really entered our heads. And down south, I suppose, we don't take religion as seriously.
No.
You know, like even what amazed me first when I came here too, and it's probably still like that, the amount of young people who would go to Mass during Lent, you know,
yeah.
I wouldn't even think of it.